Blog Talk Radio.
Now the music won't play. Good evening, and welcome to Dare to Win, the Uplifting Nuts Thursday night weekly broadcast. Tonight's topic, the spiritual transformation is the revolution. Spiritual transformation is the revolution. Stay tuned, family. We'll be right back on the other side of the music break, and we'll have this discussion with Sister Adama. And yes, our roots began in Africa. It really doesn't matter where the slave ship dropped us off, it's where they picked us up that's most important. So whether we still live on the continent, whether we're in the Caribbean, South America, North America, Asia, or Europe, all of our roots began in Africa. Good evening, family, and welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio broadcast coming to you via Blog Talk Radio. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversations about the plight of our people and, most importantly, the solutions that will return us to our traditional greatness. My name is Brother Ankti, and I am your host for this evening's broadcast. I am excited and delighted to have with us tonight the heraldess, Sister Adama, to our topic, Spiritual Transformation is the Revolution. Sister Adama can be heard on WRFG 89.3 FM, www.wrfg.org on the World Wide Web in the Atlanta metro area and around the globe. Every Thursday from midnight to 3 a.m. The name of her program is Meeting of the Inner Circle, which she has hosted for 17 years. Sister Adama is and has been a healer, vegan, teacher, guide for more than 40 years. She runs her own center called Mother Earth's Blessing Holistic Life Center. And she was born in Atlanta, but she grew up between Detroit and Jacksonville, Florida. And after she earned a bachelor's degree at the University of Florida, she has relocated, and now Atlanta is her home. She is a fierce and impassioned warrior for Black people to reclaim their exalted positions as gods and goddesses, the original inhabitants of this planet, and is relentless in leading the way by example and exposition. Her bio and accomplishments would take forever to read, so let's just jump right in and hear from this amazing sister herself, live and in living color. Sister Adama, welcome. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm absolutely fabulous, brother. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing excellent and quite exhilarated. It's always good to be able to spend time and listen to your wisdom. And it seems that we're living in a remarkable historical moment as people of African ancestry. I am struck by the realization that for the first time in our 400-year sojourn in North America, Black people now possess a global cooperative, through Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. We have a digital cryptocurrency called the Guap Coin, developed by a brilliant Black woman, Tavanya Evans. And there is a global movement taking shape the continent and throughout the diaspora, the Pan-African Federalist Movement, whose goal is a united African state in the next 2 to 5 years. Our liberation is literally in our hands in a way it has never been before since we were kidnapped from the shores of Mother Africa. We don't have to beg anybody, march anywhere, protest anything, wait for the government to do anything. Marcus Garvey organized 6 million Black folks in the 1920s without the cell phone or the internet. And here we have all the tools, yet we seem to be stuck. We were speaking offline, and you made the point that part of our paralysis is we believe that death is inevitable, that we have to die from something, because we don't really understand that we are gods and goddesses. So let's start our conversation this evening right there. What is a better way for us to understand death, and why this should not be a roadblock for us? Help with this, Sister Emma.
Well, I think that we have to really come forward to the reality that we come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. We did not come up out the earth. We did not originate from the earth. We came to the earth. So when we look at the earth, she's as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is. So we are literally already in eternity. Nothing is dead out there. So the socialization that we've received as a result of the religious training, the miseducation, the culture socialization, and what I refer to as the corporate deities of death have put us in a place where we believe that the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human and to be alive is to die. And so at the root of that, we feel that it has been given us our free will to be slaves to our own appetites and desires. So that even though we have all of these things, we have not properly made assessment as to the divinity of all of existence itself, as well as the divine design of our body temple, so that 98% of what we find available to us in the stores that we have been consuming over generations is not food for us as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So we have come to the earth as living beings. We should be able to leave the earth as living beings, as conscious immortals. But none of our socialization has given us this as an orientation. So we have mistakenly tried to incorporate most of what has been given us as opportunity through the windows, through capitalism and socialism and all of the things that men have created, to the degree to which we have really not exalted the true wealth of ourselves. And that's where we are when we talk about what the real revolution is. It's realizing that man has created a physical currency. So for all of the money that has ever been printed, regardless of whose face and image is on it or how fine the paper is, regardless of how much coin has been minted, regardless of whether it's silver, gold, or whatever, you could put it all together and all of it, none of it has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And because we have invested so much of our life currency for a paper currency, and then took that paper currency and then brought stuff into our bodies that is not designed for our bodies, that have undermined our life currency. So now we are literally in a harvest from all of the seeds that have been sown, facilitating sickness, illness, disease, and death in our having eaten and been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this other so much access to. So the real revolution now in terms of the spiritual transformation has to really be facilitated by a conscious recognition that our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely, and because of the disproportionate percentage of us who are affected by heart disease, diabetes, cancer, strokes, aneurysms, sarcoidosis, kidney failure, all of this, then we have to really understand that we have to cleanse from years of saturation, concentration, contraindication of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, preservatives, and all of the chemicals that are storing in the tissues, plus the amount of mucus that holds those chemicals in our tissues from the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the pastas, the beans, and all of these things. So even though people are changing their diets and becoming more plant-based or having alternatives to the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens, we're a little late. So we have to be aggressive in the cleansing of the body, the cleansing of the blood, which would be the consecration of the body as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, which would constitute our true liberation, resurrection, and the only sovereignty possible over a death culture that is global, over a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide.
Okay. Family, if you're just joining us, to be a part of the conversation, dial 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand in our studio, and we'll come to your phone and open your line and allow you to make a comment or ask your question. Sister Adama, you just said more than a mouthful. I like that you are helping us to start at the beginning. You said, first of all, we come to the earth as conscious immortals. That in itself is a very powerful statement, conscious immortals. And then you went on to say that all of the printed money, all of the minted money, all of that doesn't amount to 1 ounce of the value that one of us is, because we come to the earth as these invaluable immortal beings. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, we don't have the value for ourselves, and so I'm giving a reference as to where we get the value for understanding that we'll never have a wealth that is greater than life itself. And we have spent so much of our life force trying to acquire in the materialism and the money and all of that. And I'm just saying is that put it all together, it doesn't have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. We're already heirs. You understand? We're in the air. You understand? So oxygen, we have to breathe. You understand? So God is the breath. Now they got us walking around with these freaking masks on, cutting our connection to God in our breathing. I mean, I'm just saying is that we have to get to that place and space where we're strong enough, light enough, wise enough, caring enough, courageous enough to not follow the edicts and the legalese and all of this of a system that has already been condemned as a result of it being the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business.
Okay.
And we've been participating with it. Now we have to get to a point where we realize that it's God's way or no way. The law, God is law, it's breath, it's the order of existence itself, and this is not what we've been taught formally. So most of us, we were raised up to think that, okay, our education is going to give us leverage in this system where we have been beaten and raped and hung and violated and this and that. So we were mistaken 50 years ago to try to seek parity and equality with people who would beat us and rape us and hang us and this and that and the other, and now they can shoot our babies in the street and we still feed from them. Feed like them. And I'm saying the boycott of the death industries by exalting a full life's urge in realizing that we're breatharian first, we have to breathe. We can't continue to do things that cut and undermine our capacity for breath. The smoking, whatever you're smoking, is burning the lungs. The lungs are the organ of the spirit. We have to really reverence and respect the fact that we could never have anything greater than who and what we already are, and the gifts that we've already been given. Mm-hmm. Now it's about the activation of it, the cultivation of it, the realignment with the divinity of existence.
So the other thing that I hear you saying, when we say the spiritual transformation is the revolution, you're saying we are undermining our true value. because of the way we've been conditioned living in North America. And I hear you saying that
it's global.
Yes, you're right. It is global. I also hear you saying that we have to regenerate or rebuild ourselves from the cellular level up. In other words, our bodies are designed to be these amazing organs, and when we bring the wrong substances into them, that causes them not to. And if we truly love ourselves, that would be the impetus to want to do better. Am I hearing correctly?
I want to say this, right? Is that it's very difficult to respect the divinity of existence. So all of existence is absolutely divine. We're already in heaven. We're spinning in the realm of eternity on a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, and our bodies are our space suits particularly designed for this journey. And we have been taught to defile and desecrate the body, which is literally where we each live, in our bodies. So the cleaner the blood, because the spirit is literally charged on the blood and throughout the interstitial tissues of the body, the cleaner we are internally, then the more exalted our capacity for thinking and being in alignment with the intelligence of existence that beats our heart and breathes us, so that we become ever more dynamic, ever more creative. You understand, we would not have all this sickness, illness, and disease.
Mm-hmm.
We see that we can master so much. You understand, we can master so much, but for all of the ones who have become proficient in whatever area of talent or endeavor that they have become proficient in, we still have not seen examples of liberated people, liberated from the cellular, at the cellular level, to function in the high ethic and the high morality and the freedom from sickness, illness, and disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, annihilation, incarceration, all of this stuff, which is the evidence of us either not knowing how the law works, not harmonizing with the law, not being in integrity with the laws of our own being. So this is where the revolution is, in acknowledging the order that already is, and us having a wholehearted effort, uncompromising intensity of intention and desire to be completely clear, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected, so that we are truly the vehicles and vessels of the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we call God, that we are truly the vehicles and vessels of the Spirit of God, the light of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the God, and we would not ever, anywhere, ever on this planet be under the auspices of those who would beat us, rape us, kill us, annihilate us, act as if they have been given a divine assignment over us, and it's not true.
Okay. Okay. Say a little bit more about our spirit is charged on the blood. I want to make sure that we understand what you're telling us.
So our body temples, right? The body is the temple where we dwell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the spirit is of God. The spirit has come from another realm of eternity through the wombs of our mother, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our father. So existence itself upon the planet, beyond the planet, all of existence is absolutely divine. It's absolutely miraculous and unfathomable. The spirits that we each are, we are individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is God, personified, individualized. And now we have to free ourselves from feeling unworthy and undeserving, because we've been socialized on a path of adulteration where the blood has been tainted and defiled with the residues from the flesh of dead animals, aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus of mucus of cows, all of this garbage. sodas and beer and alcohol and tobacco and cigarettes and marijuana, all of these things. Now they've got the pharmaceutical misuse and abuse. So I'm just saying the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity, because the spirit is charged upon the blood.
Okay.
We live in these bodies. So when people, if somebody, say you cut that jugular vein or whatever, you bleed out. All right? So it don't matter how well you ate. If,
mm-hmm.
if your arteries, if your significant arteries and blood vessels are cut and you bleed out, you're out of here. So
right.
I'm just saying, but the quality and the condition of the blood. So when I changed my diet in the mid-70s or toward the end of the 70s, right, and I went from eating absolutely everything to having fresh fruit in the morning and huge salads in the evening. I went from 127 pounds to 103 in less than 45 days with no additional exercise. But because I was a student at the University of Florida with 30,000 students, 1,500 of which were black, I didn't have to labor over my books anymore. I could read the chapter, go to class, but I had another level of retention of the information, but not just being able to retain the information. I was able to think. I was able to hear what was not being said, to read between the lines, to form the critical questions, to bring my white professors, and all of the professors were white, to their freaking knees and tears, crying like babies with me. You understand? So we have been under the auspices of a sick people. How do we know they're sick? Because they have created global initiative of depopulation and genocide through multi-trillion dollar industry of sickness, illness, disease, and death. A healthy people would not ever do that.
Hmm. Okay.
But we didn't look at them as sick people.
We're up against the break, Sister Dama. Family, we're going to, again, to join the conversation, and this is a powerful conversation. I think you want to get in on this. The number is 929-477-2789. Press number one, and we'll open your line, and you can raise your question or make a comment. Right now, we're going to take a quick break.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth. It's a all that Peter sold after the story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your eyes. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yep, yeah.
Stand up for your right.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, the conversation, we're talking with Sister Adama the Heraldess. The call-in number is 2789. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will bring you into the studio. Sister Adama, before we went to the break, you were helping us to have a different understanding of life as gods and goddesses, or as you termed it, conscious immortals. It seems that we spend so much of our money supporting the death industries of meat, dairy, eggs, etc. We have become chemically modified organisms ourselves, so we can't function as gods and goddesses any longer. And how do we break this cycle? Because I think you really helped us to understand something when you talked about when you changed your diet, how more effective you could be in your schoolwork, just how your mind opened up and enabled you to go so much deeper into the material. So we have been conditioned to think that we are really functioning on a high level, when in truth, we are undermining ourselves every time we sit down at the table. So give us a way of thinking about how do we break this chemical addiction that we are in, and what does it look like for us to begin to really eat the body temple in accordance with divine law?
I think that it's necessary for us to get beyond all of the lines of separation, the demarcations and whatnot under race, religion, sex, nation, gender, preference, all of that. You know, one of the European guys who was listening to my program one morning, he calls me up at about 4 a.m. and he says, "So what do you think about the homosexuals?" I said, "Well, I think the homosexuals, the heterosexuals, the bisexuals, the asexuals, the nonsexuals, everybody needs to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to be resurrected as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal." Click. So we got you understand?
But
go ahead.
I was just going to say, the beauty of what you said takes in so much. In other words, sometimes we parse all of these different isms as if to say that my ism is superior to your ism. And the truth of the matter is that all of us are swimming in this toxic ocean. And we really won't understand anything until we cleanse and detox and purify, so that we have a different perspective on things.
Exactly. So my point is this, is that we are already in eternity. We're already in heaven. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has been gifted, and our gifts are in our inheritance in our heritage. Now, what would be the common factor to harmonize us is our commitment to walking in the light of supreme intelligence, to being supremely intelligent. Intelligence doesn't kill itself. You understand? Intelligence does not kill itself. Intelligence is all there is. The other name that people refer to it as is spirit. Spirit is all there is. Intelligence is all there is. Energy is everywhere. So I'm the one who's saying that the earth is as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is. We are already in the midst of nothing but absolute divinity. And
so,
as a result of the toxicity, the cleaner we get, but we can begin to affirm the truth of ourselves. We can, you understand, because it says in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So now we have to empower our Word. We have to stop calling ourselves niggas and this and that and the other, because there's no power in it. Now you got to be in a place where we want to walk the face of this earth as some of the most powerful spirits to have ever lived, on behalf of all of those whose lives were taken too soon, because we've been socialized on the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death, adulteration. So now we've got to affirm the truth of the divinity of ourselves, and then clear and cleanse ourselves. So that's why my brand is Mother Earth's Blessing, to know that the earth has everything that we need. the clays, the bentonite, these things help to bring and neutralize those toxins, to bring it out of our tissues. But the habits that we have, or I'll put it this way, the socialization that we've taken to feel as though we have the right to do whatever the hell we want to do. You understand? That's kind of the socialization we've gotten as Americans, that we've been given the free will by God to just do whatever the hell we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So even those with that scholar, even those who have attained great degrees of whatever in terms of their proficiency, in terms of their scholastic degreeing and all of that, I mean, it's what we lack, or what we have to be aggressive about really acquiring for ourselves, is the integrity of high ethic and morality and sensibility and regard and respect and reverence, so that our lives, our whole lives, is the evidence of our worship, as opposed to just going over here on a Sunday or having a Sabbath on a Saturday, Friday evening to Saturday evening, and then we've got all of these other habits that undermine us and the integrity of our God selves, our righteousness. See, when you're under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, Satan being the church, Lucifer being the government, the devil being the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar industry, we were enslaved behind these things. You understand? So the only leverage we have is in our right alignment with the intelligence of existence, because nobody can outthink the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God. You can't outthink it, outlive it, outlove it, outplan it, outplot it. So our greatest degree of harmonization is going to come when we truly align with it wherever we are, by acknowledging the divine design of our body temples, which means that we can only really facilitate real optimum cellular functioning in oxygenation, hydration, water, oxygenation, breath, water, mineralization, your herbs, your fruit, your vegetation. Anything else is just filling up. So when a people take over another people, they never had the wellness of the people as part of their intention.
Right.
It's like, no, niggas, get back to work. Here, we're gonna give you this, so that satisfies the appetite. So now we just eat to have a satisfied appetite. We're not eating for optimum cellular functioning. We're not eating for cellular liberation. We are not acknowledging the divinity of our design. So we're not gonna let the chicken ride in the back seat of our cars, living or dead. You ain't gonna put a dead tilapia or salmon in your glove compartment. You understand? You're not gonna put crabs and lobsters and whatnot and let them just run rapid in your house. I'm just saying. But we bring these things into our temples, which have turned our body temples into cemeteries for the rotting carcasses of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and this and that, which is what makes these people so distorted and dysfunctional in terms of European culture and what we've gotten from them, and why it is now we have become licensed, certified, and degreed to be the benefactors of the sickness, the illness, and disease of the people, whether it's the police or the judges or the psychiatrists or the surgeons or whatever. Everybody's profiting off of the degrees of ill health, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical ill health of the people.
I want to take you back to something you said. And you've said it a couple of times in different ways. But just so we're clear, because part of what we're struggling with, I think, Sister Dama, is we are so immersed in this negative information, and it has become almost, we have accepted it as truth. And that's really something that we're stumbling over. You said death is not inevitable. In other words, the phrase that we often hear people say, because you're really messing with a lot of people's diets when you talk about the crabs and the lobster and all that, not to mention the tilapia, you know, folks just fell off their radar when you said that. So death is not inevitable. And we all have to die from something. I've heard that everywhere. So everybody agrees we all have to die from something. I hear you trying to say something else.
Right, I'm saying we should not be dying at all. You understand? So when we talk about oppression, and oppression. So we're talking about cellular oppression. The methodology of our oppression has been cellular oppression. That means your brain cells, your pineal gland, your thyroid, your gallbladder, all your cells are oppressed because they're carrying the sludge, the chemicals, the preservatives, the mucus, the antibiotics, the hormones and whatnot. And it's creating all of these issues because we shouldn't even be eating it because our bodies don't know what to do with it. So our bodies are just pumping up and then you got more and more people eating more and more because they're in literally in a state of starvation. But we're justifying killing ourselves based upon the thought that we're supposed to die from something. That's the lie. It said, know ye the truth, and the truth makes you free. Free from what? Free from the lies and the liars. Free from sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, incarceration, all of these things, which is the evidence of us not walking in the light of the truth of who we are as true living intelligences of existence, who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. We are sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, great-great-great-great-great-great. You understand? Then we're parents as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandmothers and great-great-grandfathers. But we have lost our capacity to really envision and live, to honor and to really know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt the intelligence of our being so that each generation is a more idealized expression of the will of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise, and the power of God.
Okay. Hold it right there, Sister Adama. We have a caller, and we want to take this call and allow this person to make a comment or ask a question.
Okay. No
caller, the last four digits are 5921, 5921. Your line is open. Please state your name, tell us where you're calling from, and make your comment or ask your question.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I have, my name is Abdul Nix. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
And conversation is great. I had a question about a couple books that I came across, and then one would be about the religion that I came across is Islam, which have a lot of what you introducing tonight is what caught my attention. So one book was called Nutricide. I don't know if you heard of that book. It was written by
Dr. Layla Africa.
Layla Africa. And then the other book mm-hmm. was How to Eat to Live. Elijah Muhammad put that book out.
Right. So what's the question?
The question was is there a religious aspect to because you're giving us
I'll put it this way: our religion is breath.
Okay.
That's okay. The harmony. <You're> just, try to live without it. I'm just saying. All the rest of what man has created is neither here nor there. You can live your whole life and not know anything about any of these people. It's not a necessity.
Right.
Your breath is a necessity. It says mm-hmm. to know the truth. And the truth shall set you or make you free, but it's self-knowledge. So for where we are now, and I've never read Nutricide or Eat to Live by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was around Dr. Layla Africa I was very close with him and his wife, Sarah, years ago when I was about 22. So 40 years ago, I was hanging out with them when he was writing his first book, African Holistic Health. So my point is this. We are the beneficiaries of the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the intellectual properties and whatnot of so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. there is absolute truth that each generation for us, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years have had access to by virtue of being breathing beings, thinking beings. I can't imagine a time in our written or unwritten history as a humanity of people upon the planet where we were in, where we have ingested so much poison as we are now. So when we look at the cultures of indigenous and native people, the pyramids and the sculptures and so much is that the people on the continents live close to the earth, and the frequency of the vibration of the earth allows us to be, we are always in contact with this absolute and supreme intelligence. There is nowhere where it is not. So we don't necessarily even have to read books. Europeans have created this vibration where everybody now wants to have a book. You know, I want to write a book. I want to write a book. But you are not able to unleash the book that you are. So the book is only going to be representative of where a person was at that particular time in their growth and their understanding. But if the person continues to grow, then some of what they thought they knew as truth in that book is no longer relevant.
Right. I'm trying to raise our awareness, because we need to know the relationship we have to food and earth and spirituality and God. We need to know that relationship. So it's a challenge to bring that realization to the people around us. My mother is suffering from some type of digestion or acid reflux or something. But, you know, I got cousins with gout, you know, people having strokes around us all the time. I mean, we see it all the time, but bringing that realization into practice.
So if you want to influence them, all right, and see, this is because I've been on radio 21 years. And before I did radio, I had a street vegetarian restaurant, Little Five Points, here in Atlanta from 1994 to 1999. I've been street vegetarian for the last 42 years. So in the 42 years that I've been street vegetarian, I've been teaching the entire time. What I realize is that sometimes people are so, what the chemicals, the effect of these chemicals, I refer to them as behavior modifiers, that they've modified our behavior to the degree to which we are unable to respond as other intelligences do to being under siege or being warred against. Used to be when a people realized that they were being warred against, they would strategize and create some method of defense or offense or protection or something. But now, under the behavior modification, under the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, white flour, white bread, pancakes, waffles, all of this, we feel entitled to kill ourselves the more oppressed we feel. Well, you know, sister, I'm all stressed, so, you know, I got to smoke. Or, you know, after my work job, I got to have some beer. You understand? I'm just saying that's the effect of this. And we work for these companies. We work for these people. As if there's no greater purpose in existence other than whoring and prostituting ourselves on behalf of those who would just use us up. So if you care about anybody in your life, then care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are a vessel of the true light, love, peace, poise, power, wisdom, and influence of the living God.
Thank you.
I find over these years that people will talk about God, philosophize, theophysize, hypothesize, and all of this, but then don't want to be godly. Don't want to be clean. So then you have those who be vegetarian and whatnot, but they still want to be a whoring out here in the streets.
Right, misusing
and abusing their sexual energy. A man can't, and you understand, and that's part of this trick where a man thinks that he's supposed to be ejaculating all of his life. You can never walk in the fullness of who you are if you don't know how to conserve your life force and cultivate yourself to pull that energy up.
I think the last conversation I had with someone, the last conversation I had with someone, I asked the question of, we should want to know how it feels to be righteous.
Exactly.
Sister Adama, speak to that on the other side of this quick break, Brother Abdul.
Okay.
Thank you for the question, Brother Abdul, and thank you, Sister Adama, for the way you responded. Let's take a quick music break, and it's when we come back from the other side of the break, Sister Adama, speak to Brother Abdul's second question.
Okay.
And we're back. This is really a powerful conversation, Sistama. I'm hoping that our listeners are really getting a deep understanding of what you're sharing with us, because it boils down to the degree that each of us takes this information seriously and begins to exalt the divinity within each of our own selves and does the work of cleansing and purifying, that then becomes the influence that may be the inspiration for others to follow. But you keep reminding us that the information that we read in a book, if we don't put it into practice, it doesn't do any of us much good. But you may have had some other thoughts that you wanted to pass on to Brother Abdul. So jump right in and share with us what's on your heart.
Can you hear me?
Right in, Sister Adama, and tell us what's on your heart.
So because of the decades and the generations before us who did not figure this thing out, you understand, it's not to take away from anything that they did realize, but just to know that we can put them all together and still not have the substance that is necessary for our liberation based upon Black power, human rights, civil rights, and all of that. Where we really are now, in order to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming to us and our families, then we've got to be aggressive about our care to be clean, to harmonize with the will of existence and the intelligence of existence. The issue is knowing the power of God. And so for those who came up in the church, for those who really took to heart, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, with all of your might. What does that look like? Pray without ceasing. Fast and pray, and the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. So we've been given spiritual laws to govern how we live upon this planet so that we really always live, and we can live without sickness, illness, disease, lack, degradation, deprivation, all of that. But because we have been adulterated so that we know shame and guilt and blame and game and unworthiness and undeservedness, we've got to forgive ourselves for the trespasses against us and for the trespasses against ourselves. We have to really embrace the spiritual responsibility, the ability to respond correctly and directly to realizing that as spirits in these bodies, we were already whole and complete. There is no sickness, no illness, and no disease in the intelligence of existence. We have to realign ourselves with our thought and with our word and that which we do. So if we can brush our teeth every day and bathe the outside of our body every day, now we have to set a precedent for cleansing the inside of our bodies every day with the cleansing clays, with the herbs, with the water, with fresh fruit and vegetation. The rest of it, the body is so intelligent that it will begin to cleanse itself and put ourselves in a place where we can truly get greater nutrient absorption so that the body can heal itself. Our responsibility is to activate the gifts that we were given through being able to see it, to claim it, to visualize it, to have a faith in it. It says, according to our faith, so shall it be done unto us. If we continue to pay attention to all of the stuff, all of the degradation, all of the violation, all of the stuff that people are paying attention to, then that's time that you're not paying attention to that which beats your heart and breathes you. That's time that you're not communicating with the intelligence of your own being, claiming your wholeness. That's time that you are distracted. Because many of us, and I don't know who's listening, but I am making an assumption that most of those who are listening now are mature people, 45 and up. Not to say there are no ones, but to come to a point in place where we've lived at least half our lives, and let us get clear about what we want with the rest of our lives. Let us be harmonized from a place within the very fiber of our being, where we know our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely cleared and cleansed and made whole to reverse these issues. And for women particularly, to come to a point where we reclaim the responsibility and the duty we have to be healers. The doctors are not healers. The hospitals are trauma centers. Every kitchen and every bathroom is where we get closer to our healing or get closer to our death. And for all of the men that I've seen, and I have been doing lifestyle change consultations and wellness consulting with people for almost 18 years, and so many men are completely dependent upon women for their wellness. And then once they're sick, they're still dependent upon their women. And I'm seeing brothers die because their women are supporting them and getting chemo and this and that. And I'm saying, y'all ain't going to be able to say nothing about, well, my wife and my husband, when it come time to move into the spirit world, and they're trying to figure out, well, what happened? What happened? Where's the rest of you? Where's the womb? Where's the gallbladder? Where's the liver? Where's the kidneys? You understand? We're having our body parts taken out, so when you move it to the spirit world, you can't even move as a whole spirit being in light. So the purpose of us being on the planet is to really master this realm. So even if we're on the earth, we're still in eternity. Even though we're in the realm of temporality and corporality, everything is still governed by spiritual law. spiritual law is about wholeness. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the law of existence, or that which we refer to as God to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, is multi-trillion dollar business. That is not life's purpose. That's distortion and dysfunction as a result of the filth that's in the body of these people, in the blood systems of these people. So we have we have so much available to us right now. And that's why I've established Mother Earth's Blessing Holistic Life Center and make myself available so that I can provide actual support in knowing what to do to be completely whole, body, heart, mind, soul, and more.
Sister Dhamma, you have blessed us tonight. You have really taken us to a higher realm and enabled us to think soberly about what it means to be liberated and how to use our freedom wisely and intelligently. And I think you've laid down a guide to begin to open us to the question, what does it mean to exalt life's urge in a very real and practical way? So on behalf of the Us Lifting Us family, I just want to say thank you for taking time out to come and share with us. I want to thank Brother Abdul for calling in and for all of those who were listening this evening. It's a way of putting our work in perspective to recognize spirit as the starting point of everything that we do. So again, Sister Dhamma, thank you. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. Would you be willing to come back and share with us on another opportunity?
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Okay. I know you got your program to do later on, so we're going to let you go. Family, we'll be back next Thursday, 9 to 10. Please join us for another edition of Dare to Win. Peace, family.